No end in sight to the political crisis in Libya. Thousands of Libyans have staged an anti-government demonstration in the capital, Tripoli, to demand that the new parliament resign. The protesters called for the return of Libya's outgoing parliament, known as the General National Congress. They also expressed support for the Fajr Libya militias who seized Tripoli Airport last weekend, and they condemned Egypt and the United Arab Emirates for carrying out airstrikes on militia positions near the airport. Similar demonstrations were also held in the cities of Misurata and Benghazi. The crisis in Libya is becoming worse as clashes between rival militia groups continue and political divisions become deeper. On Thursday, Libya's interim government resigned 3 days after the outgoing parliament voted to replace it. The outgoing parliament has refused to recognize the authority of the new one. Let's speak to Aba Yomi Azakiwe. He's an editor of the Pan-African Newswire, and he joins us via Skype from Detroit. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Azakiwe. Now, first of all, Libya is in turmoil. There is no doubt about that, as rival militia factions battle it out with arms and guns. And we have the old General National Congress and the new parliament also at loggerheads over who is legitimate. What do you make of this current situation?
Well, it's a product of the war of regime change from 3 years ago. There was never any consistent political authority or ideology governing the anti-Gaddafi forces during 2011. The Central Intelligence Agency and the Pentagon and the NATO forces came in to destabilize and essentially dismember the state of Libya. Today, we're seeing the fruits of that war with the clashes that are taking place, have been taking place now for several months in the capital, with the international airport being overrun by forces who are not from Tripoli, and then, of course, large sections of the capital being under the control of militias, which are in opposition to elements within the General National Congress. It's a very difficult situation for any government to take control. The Abdullah al-Thani regime never had any real authority in Libya. There has been the intervention of the Khalifa Haftar, who has been a long-term CIA asset, who has been involved in attacking various Islamist forces inside of the country. And then we have the situation recently where Egypt and the United Arab Emirates, although Egypt has denied, coming in and conducting airstrikes against the supposed Islamist forces that are operating in Tripoli. So it's a very complex situation, and it doesn't look as if it's going to be settled anytime soon.
Well, speaking of these airstrikes, what do you make of them as a whole, considering, as you've just pointed out, that the turmoil that Egypt, that Libya is in right now began from foreign involvement in the country in the first place?
Well, these two states, Egypt, their special forces participated in the war against the Gaddafi government in 2011. The United Arab Emirates was one of the Persian Gulf monarchies that engaged in airstrikes between March and October of 2011. So there's a history of both UAE as well as Egyptian military intervention in Libya since 2011. The United States is in strong support of both of the military apparatuses of both the UAE and Egypt. And of course, it's an indirect way for the United States to put pressure on the Islamist forces inside of Libya in order to guide the situation there. And they are very reluctant to commit ground troops in Libya. And they're even reluctant to do direct aerial bombardments some 3 years after they have declared war and, of course, declared victory against the former government there.
Well, of course, we have seen the U.S. use proxies in the past as well, specifically within the Middle East and North Africa region, to achieve its goals and strategic interests. However, do you think these airstrikes serve to exacerbate the situation in Libya even further, when the country is basically not being able to put together its political roadmap on track?
Yeah, it can only do further destabilization, internal displacement, as well as aggravate the existing refugee crisis throughout North Africa and West Africa. Libya has become a source of instability and destabilization throughout the entire region of North Africa and West Africa. So these airstrikes will do nothing to stabilize the situation inside the country. It's a mechanism for the further fracturing politically of the state of Libya, which in fact at one point had the highest standard of living of any other country in Africa. But today, the oil industry has been largely destroyed, and there's really no political uniformity inside the country whatsoever.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Abba Yomi Azakiwe, editor of the Pan-African Newswire, joining us from Detroit. Mr. Azakiwe, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.
Thank you.